God, this is gonna leave the store, and she's waiting out there. It was like something nuclear was occurring, and a flash from the bomb was turning everything piercingly overly clear and bright for the moment before this massive displacement would occur and breeze the area into wicked destruction. She's waiting on the driver's side, but I can't see her face because of the tints in the windows are blocking her eye view. This turns to a movie all of a sudden. Things are moving quite slowly. And it's the most delicious fluorescent drink I have tasted. I'm just drinking and drinking from this neon drink of love, and it's wonderful. Ridiculous. I liked it as much as I wanted to push to her. She leans out the window and tells me to get in. She comes out of the car with a grin of disgust about the whole thing, and I tell her I'm sorry, I'll fix it right up. She comes closer and takes the tire. All of a sudden, the tire disassembles itself into a series of wet towels to be folded. And she shows me slowly and with great care towards me, and she shows me how to fold these towels. And she is doing it so perfectly, folding the wet towels in half, and then half again, and setting them down. And I can feel this energy going between us. This energy that is so sweet I can choke upon it, the softest, warmest feeling in the world. I completely become her subject all at once. So slowly the towel goes in half, and then half again, in perfect alignment with itself, and everything slows wickedly down, and this energy is psychotic and mad. Connecting over these folds, and when the folds complete and the piece is done, the piece becomes a maroon rectangular purse. We're both nine, and I'm very close to her, and our heirs are having sex with each other and exchanging themselves. I'm so in love with this girl. This is the girl reincarnating, kneeling right before me, all for me. I look at her knees and I think about what it would be like to have sex with her, and the thought brings me up. I have yet to see her face, and I am drawing myself closer to her. My head is below hers. I'm coming ever nearer to her face, so close that I'm coming close to occupying her space in the earth. Closer and closer. And I look at her face so nearly, and again, it's that devastatingly bright new face. It's that face that upon closer look is that of a child, that of the grown child. That perfect look, that look that I can keep in vision for a thousand centuries and never grows tired. God, I'm so into this twisted love, and always will be with that look. I'm drawing so close to her, but never touching her. My lips come half of an inch apart. And the charge is so energy and so strong that it can dissolve anything with its radical